Hello, friends. I hope you're all having a wonderful and happy summer. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a far better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a better spot. Out of This World is the fastest growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries, and I guarantee today's show will be fascinating and out of this world for you. We have several guests on coming on. During the first hour, we will have Eric Pilgrim. Now, Eric does very interesting work. He removes alien implants. And for those who have an implant or are interested in this subject, this is one topic you will not want to miss. He actually did a service for me about a week ago when I was at a Mount Shasta UFO conference and removed 3 implants and 5 from another friend of mine remotely. But we'll be talking to him in a few minutes. The other person we'll bring on shortly is Corrine from the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, wonderful bookstore. And then on the second hour, we'll have on Winston Strout to kick off the hour. He's a commercial law expert and very interesting fellow gentleman to talk to about legal remedies, followed by a pre-recorded interview with Scott Lemriel that I did up on a meadow surrounded by flowers up in the near the top of Mount Shasta a few days ago. While we were doing that interview, several extraterrestrial ships appeared, and Scott has some fascinating messages from the Galactic Alliance, too, which he'll share next hour. We'll also be bringing in Scott at the end of the hour to field any questions you might have. Tonight, I wanted to share with you some special things. Tonight, I'll be showing the Inori film, or How Prayer Can Change the World, starting at 7 p.m. at the Seattle Unity Church. For those in Seattle, please come. It'll be a wonderful event. The address is 208th Avenue, Seattle. The telephone number, if you get lost or need directions, is area code 206-622-8475. The admission's free. The only thing I'm asking is that if you can donate something, if you can, to the Moto Peace Project. I will be giving a short presentation at the beginning before I show the film on the Moto Peace Project and the work of Dr. Masaru Moto. And all the proceeds from this event tonight, 100%, is going to go to the Moto Peace Project. It's a nonprofit effort headed by the wonderful and awesome Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo. They produce and distribute what they call angel water to the children of Fukushima to prevent cancer. This water was first discovered by a Russian scientist at Chernobyl, in which he found that children and people drinking this water actually prevented or helped reverse cancer. There are approximately 300,000 people still living 4 years after the accident in Fukushima in shelters, with tens of thousands of children who are at risk or have developed thyroid cancer. For just a few dollars, you can help prevent cancer and reverse cancer in these precious and special children. They get no help from the Japanese government, unfortunately, and the only help being currently provided is by the wonderful and awesome Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project. So if you can come to the Seattle Unity Church at 7 o'clock tonight, that would be wonderful. Again, there's no admission. If you're broke, don't have any money, come anyway. Enjoy the film. I'll be giving a presentation on the Moto Peace Project, and donate what you can to their efforts. If you are outside Seattle, you can make donations to the Moto Peace Project by simply going to their website at www.emotopeaceproject.net, or you can go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on the donate button. And you can also just send me a check if you like to me, Ted Marr, at this address, 1347 Deerbrush Drive, Southeast, Olympia, Washington, 98513 in the United States. Also tonight at 7:30 p.m., I'll be doing a special water ceremony for the Moto Peace Project, Michiko Hayashi, and the children of Fukushima at 7:30 p.m. I'm asking that all of my listeners around the world please join me at this time to send prayers to the children of Fukushima. And this is a prayer actually from Dr. Moto. The prayer goes something like this. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Please say this 3 times tonight at 7 p.m. tonight Seattle time, which is 12:30 p.m. Tokyo time. Also want everyone to send golden light and love now to Fukushima and the Moto Peace Project now for their wonderful efforts. I just want to take a minute, visualize a golden light around Fukushima, cleaning up the radiation and protecting these precious children from the radiation from the Fukushima accident. Thank you so much. Tonight's event is the start of a $5,000 fundraising drive for the children of Fukushima. I'm going to Japan in November to give a series of lectures and psychic readings, and my goal is to have at least $5,000 to give the Immortal Peace Project by the time I board my plane for Tokyo in November. $5,000 will buy about 1,000 bottles or more of this wonderful angel water, and it will mean that just for a few dollars that many, many children's lives will be saved from cancer. I also plan to ask Federal Express next week to contribute to this effort by providing free shipping of this water to the children of Fukushima. And your support is really, really, really important and really, really appreciated. I wanted to share with you a touching message I received from one of my listeners on Facebook yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you now. A psychic named Ellen writes, quote, "I sent an angel to watch over you last night, but it came back and asked why. The angel said, angels don't watch over over other angels." And that really touched me. And I just want to thank her for that beautiful comment. And to thank my many listeners around the world, including Darren in Olympia, Marku in Finland, and my many friends and supporters around the world for supporting this program. One quick note, there is a family who's been, the gentleman's named Mohinder. He lives in North Seattle. He has been suffering from throat cancer. If you could please send him your love and light now to help him feel better, I think that would really, really help. He's a wonderful man, has a wonderful family, and I've been in touch with him, and if you could just send him some love and light now to help him with his cancer, I would really appreciate it. With that, I'd also like to thank the other sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington. They're located at 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, just down the street from the Tacoma Mall on 38th Street. And I'd like to bring on Corrine now on the show to talk about her wonderful bookstore. Corrine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. Could you tell us a little bit about your wonderful bookstore there?
Well, you know, I like to call it a peaceful oasis in Tacoma. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a bookstore. I mean, we have a lot of really wonderful cross-cultural gifts, natural stones and jewelry. And we have a lot of events and classes here. So we're really working on communicating with other people that are on a spiritual path and kind of creating that sense of community here in Tacoma. So we usually have several events a week. Sometimes they're free. And we have a monthly psychic fair. So we have a nice mixture of people that come in during the fair and offer their services. And you know, I work here, but I'm also a customer, so I love it here.
That's good.
It's one of my favorite places to be.
That's good. Well, I'm not making this up, friends, but it's very much worth a visit there. As soon as you walk in, there's a big Buddha on your right, and there's a waterfall there, too, so you've got all these positive ions everywhere. They're always seem to be burning the most beautiful and fragrant incense when you walk in. So it's a place where your vibrations definitely go way up as soon as you step in the door. But I urge you all to visit it, and I may be at the psychic fair. I think it's September 4th and 5th. If there's room, so
September 5th and 6th.
I'm sorry. Yes, I may be there. So, anyway, Corrine, thank you so much for coming on. And if you're in the area, please stop by. You take the exit for 38th Street. In Tacoma to get there right off I-5, and it's only, I don't know, about a half hour from Seattle. So even if you're up in Seattle, do stop by. It's a wonderful spot and well worth the visit.
I was just going to mention to you that we are open 7 days a week.
Okay.
And so, you know, we have our whole calendar online, and it tells you about the daily readers that are here in the store and the classes and events and the healing arts practitioners that are just down the hallway as well.
Great.
So if you go to crystalvoyage.com, you can get all the details, or you can look us up on Facebook and find out more.
Well, you have Teresa Carroll there today, don't you? I think I saw her name.
Yes, we do.
Teresa's a friend of mine. She went to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and if you're in the area today, be sure to stop by and say hi to Teresa. She's a great lady and an excellent psychic as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Corrine, you have a wonderful day.
You too.
I just want to make a couple of other announcements before I start my interview with the fascinating Eric Pilgrim, who removes ailing implants. From September 11th through the 13th, I'll be hosting a visit to James Gillian's UFO Ranch in Trout Lake, Washington. I also will be doing some readings there, channeling during that weekend. There are several vortexes at the ranch, including two healing vortexes. One was established by benevolent ETs, and the other one has Lemurian energy, where the trees actually they say talk to you. There's also Sasquatch who live in the area, and they have been known to come up to the property and visit people. But you have to have good intentions, because the Sasquatch, I've been told, actually do read your minds. And so if you're out there to hunt them, or you know, if they've got any negativity at all, they'll just stay away. The cost is just $99 and includes all free readings and channeling for those who attend, as well as camping on the property. If you'd like to come, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or just give me a call at 509-750-9793. For those of you in Japan, I'll be giving a series of presentations and seminars on the Galactic Alliance and psychic readings as well in Tokyo, Nagoya, and Osaka, Japan from November 10th through the 14th. The presentations will be organized with Greg Sullivan of a wonderful UFO group called J-SETI. And if you're interested, just send me an email. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I'll be happy to give people two free psychic readings a month for $100, and $500 to give people two full psychic readings a month for 6 months. I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is very, very high. I can help with relationships, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who've passed on. If you like, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to enroll you in the program. We're supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and just click on it. Anything really helps, and I want to thank everyone for their donations and support. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. And last but not least, I want to thank everyone who's helped me with this show, including my dear friend Carol's been designing my website, providing wonderful support. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program. And the Emoto Peace Project, of course, and Dr. Moto's office, and Michiko Hayashi, Hiro Emoto, and Yasu Nemoto of the Emoto office in Tokyo. They're wonderful people, and they do such wonderful work. I do everything I can to support them. I also would like to thank my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help this show would not have been possible. If you can come to the Seattle Unity Church tonight, I think it'd be a wonderful experience for people, you'll be supporting a really good cause that'll help these kids in Fukushima. They're not getting help out from any other sources, I think that you really enjoy it. The one thing that, since we've got a couple more minutes now, is I wanted to announce, beginning January 1st, 2016, the name of Out of This World Radio will change slightly from Out of This World Radio to Out of This World Radio and Television. When I was in Mount Shasta last week, I met two Hollywood film producers, and they've asked me to help. They want to launch a new television program called Out of This World Television, which will be part of the radio program. As with my radio show, the purpose of this new television program will be to raise consciousness in a really good and positive way, which is with as much good news as possible. I think the problem with much of the American mass media is that's negative and fear-based. I don't know about you, but every time I turn on the television here, there just seems to be all negativity, and no one seems to be very happy. And I don't know about you, for my listeners in the United States, but I get tired of that. I get tired of the negativity, especially when I know there's a lot of good things going on, and I'd like to share that with people. So at any rate, our kickoff day is February 14th, 2016, which is Valentine's Day, a day of love. And since love is the most, in my opinion, the most powerful force in the universe, I've decided to start it on Valentine's Day next year. If you'd like to support this effort, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the donate button. And I really appreciate your support. Now we'll see if Eric's on the line. Eric, are you there, my friend?
I'm here.
Great, Eric. So nice to have you on today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little nervous. I've never done anything like this, but I figure it's about time, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, I'll give a little bit of background for my listeners around the world about Eric. I met him at the Mount Shasta UFO conference last week. I was the keynote speaker there. We will be having, I took videos of my presentation, and they will be up on the website hopefully within the next week or so, but I'll let you know when it is. Eric is a fantastic and accomplished massage therapist in Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento. He's originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, and he's been a massage therapist for over 3 years. His specialty is very unusual. He specializes in successfully removing reptilian and gray energetic implants from people and neutralizing some physical implants. These implants, for my listeners, are the result of an illegal secret agreement by U.S. President Eisenhower in 1954, in which he agreed to allow these reptilian and gray extraterrestrials to abduct and plant humans in exchange for their technology in order to fight the then Soviet Union. Since that time, of course, millions of Americans and people around the world have subsequently been implanted by these aliens. And for those who have been implanted, Eric is one of the very few people on this planet who I know of who can remove these implants. He'll discuss his techniques and successful methods. This is one program you will not want to miss. His contact email is ericpilgrim1111@yahoo.com. And I'll repeat that a little later in the program. But with that, Eric, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Thank you very much, Ted, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's great. That's great. I remember last week, Eric, when I gave you a reading, and then I asked you what you did, and then you told me that you removed alien implants. And at that point, I was pleased, but I was also shocked, too, because I've never met anyone like you before. And I remember when you looked at me, what did you see?
I see the physical. First off, when I talk to people, and unless I'm directly paying attention with my energetic awareness, I don't really see the implants unless it's some of the energetic ones that hang out in the sides of the right in the temples. They actually look out of the eyes, and people are kind of using their own eyes as like detection cameras. But you know, that's neither here nor there. But what I saw when I saw you initially, because I saw you up on stage doing your presentation first, and so the very first thing that I noticed about you is that you're actually in multiple timelines at one time, and you're anchored into one, and that's probably the psychic perception, how you can tune into stuff. But I mean, it was fascinating to watch you up there just because of the energetic awareness that I have, and to see you up there, it was really, you know, it was inspiring for me, actually. And so I really wanted to talk to you after that, and you know, you got bombarded with a whole bunch of readings, and I didn't get a chance to speak to you for another couple of days. But once I actually sat down and started talking with you, I noticed that you have the ones that are in the temple, I like to call the tape recorders, because these things, they start sinking into your thoughts. Not like sink in, like sink underwater, but like it syncs up with it. It starts, it'll catch on to the frequency of your thought patterns, and then it'll kind of tune itself into it, and it'll start talking in your own voice. And so that's one of the main reasons why people's heads are never quiet. They always have that tape recorder going in their head. And so I saw almost immediately right off the bat that you had two really strong ones, and you confirmed that after we were done, and you told me that you kind of have to filter through all of the negative stuff that you get when you do readings, and that's exactly what that was right there. It was trying to limit you and your capacity and what you can do. So I saw that one right off of the bat. The second one that I saw is, I believe, the solar plexus. Most people have the solar plexus one because this is it's the self-confidence. It's the seed of the self. This is where you understand this is me. This is who I am. And so we get this big, real nasty one, and if people really let this one get out of control, it can actually kind of take over that area. And so what I see energetically is almost this black miasma, kind of like an octopus that's reaching out around everything, and it ties into organs and all kinds of stuff. And then I saw one that wrapped around your heart, and I've noticed a lot of people like me, massage therapists and Reiki practitioners, actually have this one. And what it does is it will wrap around the heart, and then it has like these black etheric wires or cords. That's the only way I really know how to describe it. Like, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, paint you guys a picture on an Etch-A-Sketch here. It's like with senses we really don't have. But then it goes down the left arm. And so we can actually infect, or we can get implants through that, just through the physical contact of body workers touching people. But that's pretty much the long and the short of what I saw when I looked at you, is the tape recorders, the solar plexus, and the one around your heart.
Wow, that's amazing. I know that after you worked on me, I mean, to be honest with you, Eric, I had these old recordings in my head of negativity. And I've worked very hard, and one of the things I really like about the Emoto office in Tokyo is that they teach people how to be positive and look at the positive side of life, and that's because through love and gratitude, because there's a lot of good things going on this planet. But I couldn't,
there definitely is.
You know, but I couldn't understand, Eric, even after all the work I've done learning about love and gratitude, how that there was this lingering, like, negative garbage every once in a while would pop up. And after you worked on me for a while, those recordings are gone. And then I felt so much lighter. I felt like floating away. And the other thing, too, is that my accuracy rate for readings is extremely high now. And I can sit. I did like 100 close to 100 readings at that conference last week. And after
easily
or more. And when I sat, after I sitting down with you, I could sit down with somebody for 10 minutes, spot on. They didn't have to tell me anything about their lives, what they wanted. I could read their minds, look into what they wanted, contact their spirit guides within a few minutes, and tell them all the answers they want. I don't use.
Well, that's how insidious these implants are. It's the example I like to use is, like, if we went in utero to, like, you know, a sheep or something like that, and we gave it a fifth arm that was on its back.
Right.
And it was wired to have the muscles contract and smack it in the head, you know, every 30 seconds or something like that.
Right.
It would grow up with this thing and think it's completely normal and never know the difference. But once that arm is gone, all of a sudden everything is much free and much more clear. And that's what these things are doing to us. They're taking the natural state of humanity, because we are creator gods that are anchored down in the third density down here on the physical plane. And they're taking the natural state of us and completely and totally perverting it and just skewing the energy and using that in their black magic ritual. And it's absolutely insidious what they actually do to us. And once they're gone, we can recognize our natural state. And having these things out of us, it's having a breath of fresh air after being underwater your entire life and never realizing that you were breathing water. It's amazing.
I'm 60 years old now, and I've been living with this garbage for decades, and this is the first time in my life where it's gone. I just am. And then I want to thank you too, because I asked you to do a friend of mine who wasn't at the conference, and so you looked at their picture, and you found 5 implants in them. And I know I talked to them after the conference, and they felt like they were going to float away. They felt different.
Like I told you when we were there, I'm not as confident in my remote work.
Sure.
I've worked on only one person that I've got a physical follow-up afterward, and they weren't gone per se, but they were deactivated. So it was almost like they were gone. So you were the one who told me I need to actually work on that, and that's one of my jobs here is to figure out how to really dial in that remote technique. But it does work right now, for the most part, but honestly, I feel more comfortable hands-on.
Well, one thing I want to tell you, I have a lot of friends in the spiritual community, and one of them does public speaking, and the implant that you removed was in their throat, so that it helped. I mean, they could still make still do their presentation speeches and whatnot, but it hindered them, because I know when they first started doing public speaking, it was all a stumbling, or they had a lot of hesitation, and I think the hesitation.
We have to train ourselves to work around these things, and when we have a block like that, like a stumbling over your words and not being able to articulate yourself, even though you have that idea clearly pressed in your mind and it's literally on the tip of your tongue, so they say. That's one of those things that we have to end up working around, and we don't realize that the thing we're working around isn't us. It's not naturally there. And that's the thing, it's that arm that's since we were born, beating us in the head, and we have no clue.
Well, it's a little bit like children who grow up in an abusive household, so that by the time they get to young adults or later in life, Eric, they're used to that abuse, and so they think it's, quote, normal
there's nothing wrong with it. It's completely, totally normal for them.
Right, exactly. And I know that the reptilians and the grays who've been implanted, all of us, actually, many of us on this planet, they feed off negativity and fear. And you can see this, I think, in the media, and it's another reason, perhaps, why sometimes people find it so hard to find a sweetheart, for example, in love relationships. Or when they do, all these crazy negative records come up in one or both partners, so that they can never find true happiness. I think, finding love among people is in that way is one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful thing in life. And then if you can find your sweetheart, you got to remember that sometimes there are negative records which are subconsciously playing in the back of your mind to sabotage that. And it fits a negative agenda of the reptilians, who actually feed off negative energy. It sounds weird, but there's two main groups of extraterrestrials who visit this planet. One's called the Galactic Alliance, who we're seeded from, and they feed off positive energy. And the other ones are the reptilians, and they feed off negative energy. And unfortunately, since 1954, when President Eisenhower signed an illegal, completely illegal, secret agreement with these reptilians, we hadn't been affected by this negativity and by these reptilians in that way. Eisenhower, as I explained earlier, signed this agreement in order to get some of their advanced technology to fight the then Soviet Union. And since that time, this whole planet's been seeped in negativity, tons of wars. But this is what the reptilians feed off, is the negativity. With that, I just want to make a station announcement that this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, here in the United States, in North America. We're having a fascinating conversation with Eric Pilgrim. He's a fantastic and accomplished massage therapist in Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento. And he specializes in removing alien implants. One thing I wanted to tell you, too, that I've been in telepathic communication with the Galactic Alliance, and I asked them to download information to you, since you're doing such good work to help people remove these implants. Have you been in contact with them, Eric?
Yeah, actually. There's two different layers to these implants. The surface layer is pretty much what's inside of your physical and energetic body here in this existence. And the second layer is actually hooked into our incarnational process. I have been able to remove those from me, and they aren't based here on this planet. I haven't been able to detect them in anybody else, but I was downloaded information that actually let me know that the secret is right in the back of the head, at the base of the skull, where the neck connects, almost right exactly where they plug people in the Matrix movie. So that's part of it right there. I got that downloaded. I actually haven't had time to really let that integrate, so I'm still waiting on that right now. But no, it was clear as a bell. It was I was contacted, and it was downloaded, and I mean, there's nothing else I could say about it. It definitely happened. It definitely did. But I'd really like to just jump right down in the rabbit hole with what you were talking about, how these negative entities feed on negative energy.
Okay.
Well, because this right here is the information that they really, really do not want to get out. This is the information right here that I've had just a crazy amount of attacks today, just even, you know, etherically, energetically, and physically. I almost died this morning, which is that's neither here nor there.
Let's hold it right there. I'm gonna do a prayer for you, for all of my listeners in Seattle, across North America, around the world, in Japan, Australia, Europe, Russia, South America, Central America, throughout Asia, and China. I want you to visualize a golden light around Eric. Sending it to him now. Lots and lots of golden light. Golden light is actually God's light, and it'll heal and protect him and from any attacks, because he's come under obviously he's going to come under some negative attacks from the reptilians. I don't know, but I want you to visualize a nice golden light around Eric to help him out. Thank you. I can feel it now around you. But go ahead, Eric. I wanted to give you that little protection, my friend.
I'd just like to say thank you all very much. That's very much appreciated. But so this is the heart of the matter. The reason our world is the way it is, even though a vast majority of us all just want to live our lives and be left alone.
Right.
These things feed off of negativity and fear. They have separated themselves away from source completely, and so they can't survive on love and light. They have to have another source. And since we are these creator gods that are anchored into the highest dimensional energies here on this physical plane, if they can get us to agree to it, then we can then power these things. And that's what's going on here.
Wow.
And so the way these things work, especially like the solar plexus one I was telling you about, if they see this person going into a situation where they might actually produce something of value, something of positivity, something that creates good emotions, they will start the tape recorders going in the head, and they will have the solar plexus in the heart start pumping out adrenaline, fear, rage, paranoia.
Wow.
All these hot flashes of emotion that you get in that pit of your stomach, that's not naturally us. Those ones that come out of nowhere that all of a sudden just blindsides you on those days that you're feeling really good, and all of a sudden you're just terrified about the next bill that's coming or something like that. That's what these things do. And they will actually have energetic links between certain types of implants. They don't have like a one-size-fits-all. These things are artificial intelligence that's on the etheric level. And so they are conscious, and they can make conscious decisions. And say, for instance, you have a person with a victim mentality that's exacerbated by one of these implants, then you can have a predator, which has a predatory intent exacerbated by one of these implants, come together. And then you have this whole imbalanced dichotomous relationship that becomes, you know, something you can't escape from. It's one of those abusive relationships that both know it's really unhealthy, it's awful, and they just can't get away from it. That's why these...
Go ahead. I want to finish your thought, and then I want to ask you a question.
And I mean, that's why these things end up happening on this planet. Nobody wants stuff like this.
And this is
just one of the programs that we're all born with that we don't understand that we have that caused the world to be this way.
Sure.
Let
me ask you a question. I do have one friend who, for example, when she was younger, her first boyfriend cheated on her quite a bit, and it left a lot of... scarring, I think, with it.
Yeah.
Now, would that kind of person have implants as well? That would so the memories of that horrible experience be triggered?
I don't want to come out and say it like so bluntly, but if you've incarnated here, you have implants unless you remove them.
I see.
One of the first things that the implants will do when people hear that is, no, not me. I'm so full of love and light that this is impossible for me.
Right.
And that reaction right there, that tells you immediately right away what you've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have incarnated here, if you were placed into, if you chose a body that you were born in here on this planet, you have implants.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is, it's not even that they had an implant that was specifically looking for somebody to go and set up shop who has that insecurity. They might even set that up to begin with. They set these things up in our lives so that we have specific points of trauma that they can always draw that energy from.
I see.
And unless we can go back and heal from that trauma back in the past, they can keep drawing from it, and so we're always back to square one. So you can have something that happened 20, 25 years ago, and they can bring you right back to that emotional instant, because emotion is timeless.
I see.
We are these timeless creatures, and so that trauma that happened back then is still right now unless you've healed from it, and that's what they do. And they'll bring people up to the edge of what they can take without killing themselves, because they need the energy, they need the loosh, they need this, you know, the sustenance. And so that's why the world is the way it is. And you hear talk about, like, Illuminati wanting to depopulate the planet. Well, you know, I understand that there might be rogue factions trying to do that, but in the end, that'll never, ever happen, because without us, they don't have the energy. And so, I mean, it's all a fear campaign. We want you as terrified as possible so that you can feed us. And that's the bottom line to it. When you actually recognize these motivations, everything starts to make sense. It's not greed. It's not money. It's not power. It's not all that stuff that they say the root of all evil. It's something subversive that took over this planet. It wasn't, you know, like an Independence Day style annihilation of Washington, D.C. It was a slow sinking into the collective consciousness and then starting to control it.
Wow.
And having it collectively program its own fate in the way that they wanted.
Now, I have to tell you, as a psychic, I'll tell you what I saw when you were working on me. And people out there may not believe this, but it did happen. As you were taking out the three implants that I had, I saw a reptilian eye looking at me as if they
I saw it too.
Yeah.
No, I saw it clear as day. And I actually know exactly why that happened. I'd like to say that too.
Sure, go ahead.
You ignore them so incredibly well. Like, it was the amount of the power of the implants that were inside of you was way higher than just about anything I'd felt before. Like, I've come across some nasty stuff before, but this was really, really cranking out the output, and you were still ignoring it. And I mean, I just like to, you know, hats off to you right there, because that is phenomenal in its own.
Well, thank you.
Since they couldn't influence you, they were just watching you. That way they can see what your intent is and what you want to do, and they can try to counteract that from the physical that way. And so they were kind of had like a security camera in you. And no, I saw that clear as day. It was a reddish, yellowish, reptilian eye, and they were not happy at all whatsoever that we pulled it out of you.
Yeah, well, I am so grateful for you because, you know, if their implants were successful in keeping me negative, I couldn't do my show. I wouldn't be on the spiritual path now. I wouldn't be a psychic. You know, I probably would be – I'd be doing something completely different but also be completely miserable too.
Exactly.
I know that before I started on this spiritual path, I used to be a lawyer, and I was earning a lot of money, but frankly, I wasn't happy at all. And I think that it was just – well, the whole legal system in the United States is based on negativity. People are always fighting. I mean, there's in Norway, and I've got a lot of listeners in Norway, and hello to my listeners in Norway, especially Jan Erik in Oslo, but my friends there. But at any rate, in Norway, they actually have a conciliation court system for civil disputes where the parties sit down, and there's never any kind of litigation, endless fighting that goes on in this country. They simply sit down and just resolve the case. I want to bring up an interesting issue, and this is one regarding my cat Fluffy. When I asked you to look at my cat Fluffy, I showed you his picture. What did you see?
I saw another type of monitoring device. Animals, like I'd never actually tried to remote view an animal before you asked me to do that, and it's really interesting because when you go and look at the energetic body of a human, you can kind of see the resonance shape around them, and there's distinctive energetic points. When I went and looked at your cat, it's like they just have one giant chakra, and it's in their heart chest area, but there was like a an overlay on top of it, and they had, and it's really, really creepy to think about it, to have your pets being like security cameras. Anything that they look at and see, they're kind of Wi-Fi broadcasting, I guess you could call it, you know, in layman's terms. But it's really one of the creepiest things I've ever had to think about before. And that was one of the things that I came home and I did removals on my pet. Like, I didn't even think about something like that before. So, I mean, I'm not an expert in this field, and I don't want to give anybody that opinion. There's a lot of things that I do not know. And this is all stuff that I've, through trial and error, figured out, and I can only tell you what I do know. So there's a whole bunch out there that I don't understand.
Ambassador Terwilliger of the Galactic Alliance just came in. He's saying hello to you, and the studio now is completely lit up in white light. So all the spirits and the benevolent ETs off planet are all they're all clapping for you. I can hear them in my head. You're doing such good work. But I want to have you on back on in 2 months because. What they've been doing is they've been downloading information to you so you can remove the deeper implants on people. I mean, you removed the superficial implants from me, the three superficial implants, but there's still probably some deep ones everybody has that you'll be able to do that. And then he said, Master Twilling is saying you can train others. The other thing I want to bring up, too, about my cat is that the picture that I showed you down at the conference of him, it's very interesting looking at my cat, but his right eye was only half open compared to the left eye, which was fully open. And the right eye, from what I remember, is that that's where the implant was to observe and track me. And so now when I went home after the conference, I looked at him, and both eyes were wide open. And as long as I've had him the last 3 years or so, his right eye, when I saw him, was always half open. And that's because...
Really?
Yeah, because that, I remember you said that was implanted, because I had this implant in him. They were tracking me. And now it's gone, and his eyes now are fully open.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Well, I mean, I know when I pull these out, it does physically affect people. I've had all kinds of reactions from it, from people who felt it like I was pulling actual pieces out of them,
right,
to people who didn't feel anything at all. But, you know, it's something that, like, I mean, with the massage therapy and whatnot, when I run into something that I can't get the tension to get rid of, I use a technique called Jinshin Do,
where
you hook up the strange flow meridians in the body, and you can actually drain the tension out of one spot of the body, and you can take it to someplace that's deficient. So it's kind of a balancing of the scale. So I've got a real good, I guess you could say, rapport with moving energy inside of the body with that already.
Wow, that's amazing.
When I remove these implants, it gives these meridians better flow, because they hook inside of the meridians in the energetic body of the human existence. And when you pull these out and you give the meridians better flow, that by itself alone, it's something that's incredibly powerful for healing and health. And just by doing this, even if you can't feel it happen, it's improving you. You'll feel so much more alive, so much better afterwards, because the energetic flow, that's what gets blocked off in a lot of people, and that's where a lot of issues come from, and that's where these things are based in.
Right.
So,
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and this is from my own personal experience. When you removed the implants from me and the other people that you're working on at the conference remotely, I had a picture of us together, and all of us together, and the people, me and the other people in the photograph, we all got much lighter, very, very light.
Yeah.
And where you saw that the implants were, there were actually dark spots. And I watched these as you were removing the implants. I had these pictures on my computer on a JPEG format, and I saw the pictures, and they were all, everything was just lighter. I'm lighter. I feel lighter. I'm happier. Things don't bother me.
This is our natural state.
Yeah, it's our natural.
How we're supposed to be.
Absolutely, and it's our natural state to be happy. It's our natural state to love each other. It's our natural state to create a wonderful, harmonious world based on love and gratitude, like the Emoto people do in Tokyo. That's our natural state.
Here is the biggest one that people don't realize until it actually happens. Our natural state is to have a quiet, focused mind. Nothing distracting us. We can put our attention on anything that we want to keep it on and stay there as long as we want. And that is our natural state. The tape recorder, the 1,000 miles a minute in your mind, that is not natural. That's completely and totally implanted. That's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a quiet mind for the first time, I think that right there was, that's when I realized I was really onto something with this, is I had no chatter. I could focus on whatever I wanted with as much concentration and no distraction whatsoever, and I can still do that to this day. So that right there is the biggest thing that I think people even really notice from all of this. Like, everything is, you know, it's appreciated, and it feels good to feel good, but to have quietness and concentration when you want it, this is, it's something that you can't put a price on it. Like, this is why I do this, to help people out, to have people actually experience the natural state of humanity, because it's absolutely amazing to be there. There's no other comparison. There really isn't.
Well, you're rendering such a beautiful service to humanity, and I think I've never had a guest like you on before. One thing that did happen just now is that, of course, I've been in touch with a lot of spirits on the other side, and it's as easy for me to talk to people who passed on as it is to talk to you in this dimension now. But Professor Einstein just came in. He congratulated you on your wonderful work. And he just said, it's about time somebody did the kind of work you're doing. And he just told me, he just gave me his famous quote where, there is no, God doesn't play with dice. In other words, things happen for a reason. Ever since college, I've always been fascinated by his work. And he said that that we live in a deterministic universe versus the indeterminate universe. In other words, things are often predetermined, and if they are predetermined to a certain extent, of course, balanced by our free will, because we can change the determination as well. But things happen often for a reason, and I think there was a good reason why we met. And I'm just so thrilled to get you on today for this help.
I really appreciate you having me on. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, but I've been doing this type of work for about 2 years now, and I knew I couldn't just keep it in my office on the massage table. It had to come out eventually because this is needed. It's very much needed to heal humanity.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Would you mind if I gave out your email address again if people want to contact you?
Of course, go ahead.
Okay, it's ericpilgrim1111@yahoo.com. That's all lowercase, ericpilgrim, 1111@yahoo.com. And 1111, my friends, is an angelic number. The number comes, according to my spiritual sources, about 200,000 years ago when Lucifer came to planet Earth and has done a lot of nasty, negative things since that time. But there were 1,111 angels who broke off from Lucifer and who kept to the source, to the Word of God. So that's where the number 1111 is considered an angelic number. When you get it, for example, if you get a text message from someone, 1111, that implies that it's an angelic message. It was funny, late last night, just before I was going to sleep, I was flipping around the television. I don't watch television much, but they had this old Cary Grant movie on from the 40s or 30s where he had become an angel, and he showed up in this guy's life, and he said, well, you need to do this, this, and this, and this. And it was really funny because the guy was a priest. But for many of us today, your message is an angelic message, that there are certainly techniques that you can use to help people in a really good, positive way to dramatically improve their lives.
I would like to just put this out there, is I'm not better than anybody. I just happen to be energetically sensitive and come into information that I think any of us can learn. I truly believe that with enough time and dedication, anybody can learn how to do anything and become a master at it.
Sure.
And this is one of the things that I'm here for, is this isn't my job alone. I can't do this for everybody.
Right.
I'm here to help teach people to do this. And I've actually ran into two people already who I have taught how to do this.
Wonderful.
And I'm always on the lookout for more, because this is the core instrument in healing humanity, is to get rid of these and to understand this and to make this knowledge more prevalent. Because let's face it, this is like as hardcore tinfoil hat conspiracy as you could get.
Oh yeah, right.
But the truth is much stranger than fiction, and we have all the documented evidence about them actually doing this. And with Laura Eisenhower, she'll actually sit you down and tell you how it all happened, how her father signed this all into agreement.
Yeah, that's right.
And my experience with all of this, I had no clue about any of this until I was forced to confront it. I had an implant dislodge in my head, and the further and further from the place that it was started at, the more crazy and distorted and demonic the voice in my head got, until I was literally shocked into awareness that, oh my goodness, there is something in my head that isn't me. Like right out of Pink Floyd.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I have to ask you, Eric, would you teach me sometime your techniques?
I would absolutely love to. If anybody wants to learn how to do this, I don't know if you can do it, but there's what's the harm that's going to happen in trying? The worst that can happen is you don't know how to do it. But I honestly believe that anybody can figure this out once we have that energetic awareness.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm here, to get rid of these and teach as many people how to do this as I can. Because the more who are actively removing these out of humanity, the faster everything will come to a close, and we won't have to deal with this stuff anymore. The people and the entities that are doing this will be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Before I forget, one important point to make is that, from what I understand, you probably know more about this at all, but I think that back in the, after Eisenhower signed this illegal agreement back in 1954, that at first the reptilians started using metallic implants about the size of a piece of rice, for example, or smaller in people. They'd implant them with that. But then...
I actually came into contact with some of those at the conference for the first time.
You did? Wow.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people still have those metallic implants, but since that time...
Yeah, it's usually people who are older, who had abduction experiences back in, like, the the beginning of all of this, the 50s, 60s, or 70s.
Right.
I believe it was mid-80s that they started going to all etheric implants.
Right.
I'm not 100%, but I believe it was somewhere around in there, and that's conjecture on my part.
Yeah, I think you're right. Actually, at my Galactic Wisdom Conference last March, I had a healer there named Jerry Wills who did a group healing session on all the people, the hundreds of people that were on my conference in Gig Harbor, Washington. And there were several people in the audience where one woman in particular, who's a very well-known psychic here in the Seattle area, I won't mention her name for privacy, but very well-known psychic, very nice lady, wonderful lady. She suddenly felt something coming out of her nostril. As it was like kind of like blowing your nose. So she blew her nose, mm-hmm. and out popped this alien implant that she'd been implanted back when she was abducted back in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah, no, I completely believe it.
And
they have a very distinctive feel to them.
Oh, yeah. And after it was gone, she felt so happy. And I believe her accuracy rate for readings has gone way up as a result.
I
like her anyway, but she's a great, great person. And she does great readings. And I know that for a fact. So, one of the things is I wanted to tell you that I will be having Laura Eisenhower probably on my show sometime next month. So you'll be able to hear her. And also during this next hour, I'll be talking to Scott Lemriel, who was at the conference and who's a contactee with the Galactic Alliance. And we were sitting up in a meadow in near the top of Mount Shasta talking about extraterrestrials. I actually talked about your work as well. And there were actually, he said there were three motherships ahead of us in another dimension who came up. And he was also funneling information and messages from them live while we're doing the pre-record. So I'll be playing that the next hour. We've got a couple of minutes left now, and I want everyone to stay tuned. We've got a little less than 3 minutes left, Eric, and I want to give you the floor to say whatever you like to people. I could give out our phone number too for any quick calls, but I think we're running out of time, and probably,
yeah, I think we're running out of time.
You know, if people want to have questions, just email Eric, or they can contact me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll put you in touch. But what would you like to say to my audience around the world for your closing comments today, my friend?
Okay, well, one of the biggest things that I want to get across is all of humanity has these. So no matter what is going on, mm-hmm. you're dealing with somebody who is implanted unless they know about it and have had them removed. So
sure.
humanity as a whole is a giant victim in everything that they do. We aren't doing this stuff naturally. And so when you run into that person that all they want to do is just try your patience and get on your last nerve and start as many problems and drama as they can,
sure.
it's not really them doing it. They are compulsed to, because they feel your resonance and your energy and the way it is, and they recognize that they don't want you feeling good. So this is an external attack on you to do it. And so if you start talking to the implant instead of to the people, you can completely and totally dismantle the situation from the ground up. And one of the biggest things is Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Let's do that three times. Let's do that three times now.
Yeah.
And actually,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Let's do it again.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. And one more time. Go ahead, Eric.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. That actually is Dr. Emoto's favorite. It's actually his water prayer. And I'm going to say this again for the kids at Fukushima. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. One last time. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Eric, we've got about 30 seconds left, my friend, and I want you to have the rest of the time.
That right there, that's it. If you start talking to the implants, you can completely and totally dismantle the situation, and you can take it from there, negative or positive, whichever way you want it.
Wonderful.
And humanity is a victim as a whole. You can't blame people for the way they act. We aren't the ones doing it.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a giant catch-22, but we are responsible for our actions. We are 100% responsible for our actions. We can have whatever going on inside of our head. It's our actions that we need to take responsibility for because of them.
Well, so, Eric, thank you so much for coming on today, my friend. Please stay tuned. We'll have you on again in 2 months, Eric. And please stay tuned for Out of This World with Scott Lemriel in just a few minutes.